Right now, we'll be chatting about The Jive Culture Shock, a popular and unique Capetonian musical production with Cape Minstrels and Malay choirs. Performed and filmed at the Artscapes Theatre under strict COVID-19 protocols. The Jive Culture Shock musical production will stream online every Saturday during November 2021. Last year, many artists and technicians' livelihoods were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And with the local cultural events cancelled, the producers saw the opportunity to provide a safe alternative for this type of cultural expression. Hence, the Jive Cultural Shock was created, creating many jobs, opportunities in the process. On the line to talk to us about the second season of this event, we have Riyadh Peters from the Oddball Concepts team, who produced the show. Welcome to RX Radio, Riyadh. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me on RX Radio. To everybody that's tuned in and listening, thank you for joining us.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and your role with the Jive Culture Shock?
I am Riyadh Peters. I am one of a three-part producing company, Oddball Concepts, that have conceptualized, and we also roll out this mega cultural affair called the Jive Culture Shock. My role is to ensure that the project is led and that all stakeholders are satisfied and that all operations happen in the most effective manner. I think I'm doing an okay job. I have a fantastic team, Fakhri Abrams, Aisha Anthony Abrams, and then an extended team of too many names to mention. And then also a further extended team of managers and coordinators or team coordinators.
Can you please tell us some more about the Jive Culture Shock and how it works?
Culture Shock is 2020 cricket to what Test cricket is. Culture Shock is a cultural fraternity, the Malay Choir fraternity and the Minstrel fraternity meets Broadway, the performance theatre space, and packaged as a 21st century showcase of what has been happening in Cape Town in South Africa for generation upon generation. So Culture Shock is exactly that. COVID didn't only come with a negative. COVID meant that innovation needed to take place on things that have existed like these two fraternities for centuries. And this is then the brainchild of that. And we all understand that COVID had such a big impact on the custodian bodies who run these competitions and fraternities on an annual basis. And in there, with them being shackled like this by the pandemic and its regulations or restrictions, this made way for something that could potentially be a good assistance to those custodian body performances, competitions, showcases that happen on a yearly basis. So yeah, mouthful, but we're doing what Kerry Packer did with World Series cricket to cricket as we knew it back then.
What is the process like of putting a show like this together?
So you must understand that this is the second installment of this. 2020 was the inaugural Jive Culture Shock. The second version, I used an analogy in the launch to say that last year we built a little bucket and tried to fill this bucket with Jive and Malay Choir and Klopsa and Moppies and Comics and Netherlands Litchis and combined chorus songs. And then we saw, obviously, with the inauguration, the first pilot attempt, what the holes were. And this year, the second installment, we're calling it the season with the vaccination. We have tried to plug those little bits of holes. And it's been 6 months. It's been 6 months of planning, scheduling, coordinating. It's been a very interesting ride. It's always difficult to do normal business in these abnormal scenarios, settings, circumstances, but like I say, a fantastic team behind this thing that have put their shoulder to the wheel, and respect to them, respect to everybody who's given a piece of themselves to making this possible, not only for ourselves, but for everybody who has ever donned that beautiful red fez or a satin dassie, a little bow tie and umbrella on Tweed and Iver, yeah.
When and how can audiences watch the Jive Culture Shock?
So when can you actually get to see the Jive Culture Shock for every Saturday in the month of November 2021? If you've taken 3 to 6 minutes to create yourself a profile on www.cricket.com, you will be able to purchase a ticket for yourself or for your family or for all the people in the road. It's a virtual ticket. It's a link that you get to your email box. And every Saturday night at 8 p.m., after you've bribed for the family, you've watched the Booker, you can then congregate all of them. Daddy, this is for you specifically. Around you, lazy boy. Turn off the lights and switch on the Jive Culture Shock for the first three episodes, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th of November. You will watch two live musicals, 24-minute musicals, go up against each other. And the winner there then will then advance to the finale on the 27th of November with a certain amount of points that they have gathered in those episode phases. And then in the finale, you'll see them go up against each other in Netherlands Litchi and an English comic. And then based on how many points you score there, and added to what you brought from the episodes, you could be, your favorite team could be then crowned champions of the Jive Culture Shock Season 2 2021. A mouthful again, but coup your tickets. Please buy your ticket, RX Radio.
How can audiences support the different teams?
And that's another very cool question. How can people out there and across the globe, because we can now access this thing from anywhere in the world, how can we support the teams who are these normal people to ensure that they have sustainable brands that they've created? These little teams are independent brands, guys who have put themselves together to become a team, and they would like to be sustainable little businesses themselves so that they can run this thing lekker, you know. So one of the mechanisms we put in place this season is that when you purchase a ticket to watch your team, you then can click on either pledge to team A or pledge to team B. Let's say RX Radio had two teams in. The one was the DJ team and the other was the marketing team. The DJs would then go up against the marketing team, and if you were purchasing a ticket and you were rooting for the DJs, you'd click on their name, and 30 rand of your 100 rand would then go to this team. Every one of the 30 rands that gets a click for that team, those guys will then get that 30 rand into their coffers to keep sustainability and keep rolling these brands over the next few years. That is that if as tiny support as you. En as julle nie gaan klikkie, daai gaan die teeme sad maak, nie vir my nie, daai gaan die teeme kwaad maak. Klik kan hulle op die teeme se name. Please click on a team's name that you'd like to pledge your 30 rand to. Dankie.
Today we are talking about mental health awareness. How do you think music and celebrating culture can help improve mental health?
How does celebrating these cultural histories, traditions, pieces of us, how does that help in providing us or maintaining some mental health? I can tell you very honestly that watching these guys go through what they do, they have realized that they have a big part to play in showcasing what it is that we as a people and a nation have, what it is that runs through our veins, and just watching them sing so beautifully, perform so magically, it's, you can really tell that they are doing something for positive for the next generation of people to really take on and run with into the future. So yeah, this platform, like it has been doing for generations, specifically Culture Shock, is living up to that mandate, ensuring that people have that space to express themselves.
Do you have any words of encouragement for children in the hospital?
This is quite an interesting question. I have two kids of my own, a boy, four and a half, not five, four and a half, he says, and a girl of 5 weeks old. So when you speak about the question of health and kiddies who are perhaps unhealthy or suffering from some type of ailment or stress right now, yeah, it makes the hair on my arm stand up. If you are out there and you're listening to us right now here on RX Radio, know that we are rooting for you. That we can't wait for you to be back with us, healthy, 100% healthy, and we're rooting for you to overcome whatever it is that may be stressing your body out at the moment. Just always remember that there is definitely a place for you and a reason for you and a purpose for you amongst the rest of us on earth. And we are so excited to see. And we'll be right here to support you guys all the way. Get well soon, and don't forget to watch the Jive Culture Shock.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
All I'm going to leave everybody with, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for joining in, tuning in wherever you are. Please check out Quikkit, www.quikkit.com. Check out the Jive Culture Shock. Check us out on Instagram, Jive Culture Shock. Check us out on Facebook, Oddball Cultural. Check us out on TikTok. Check out our website, www.jiveculturalshock.com. And yeah, get behind your team, pledge to them, root for them, and follow them through. And let's hope that your favorite team gets crowned as the 2021 Jive Culture Shock Season 2 champions. See you there. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to RX Radio,
for and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.